Hi guys, what's up and welcome back to another episode of my podcast. This is Sabari Raghavan over here and you are listening to my podcast. Okay, that was not a good start, but anyways, if you're someone who's come here for the first time, then I really hope that you enjoy the stuff that I'm putting out and that you really connect and hopefully get some sort of value out of this. And if you're someone who's been coming here all the time, then thank you so much for listening to my podcast frequently and yeah, it really means a lot to me. So today's episode, as you all know, I think last episode was a couple of days back or 3 days back, I'm not sure. Today's episode is about a very, very, very interesting topic. A very, very interesting topic, yeah, actually. And it's probably going to be a bit short, I don't know, maybe a bit long. But what I want to talk about today is about living life binary, right? Living life binary. What do I mean when I say that? A lot of successful people say this. What do they mean when they say this? All right, I'm going to start with a story. When I was in school and I used to go for football practice every single morning and evening, we used to have shooting practice. So what our coach would tell us is, while shooting, this was basically penalties, right? So they would train us. After every session ended, we would have penalty kicks, penalty football, I'm not able to pronounce it right now, it's a penalty kick, okay. We used to have the peak kick training, all right? So, when we used to have that, our coach would tell us, listen, you either go left or you go right. You never go straight in the center. Alright? This is what he told us all the time. He told us, you either go left or you go right. You go left corner or left bottom or right, left top corner or left bottom corner or right top corner or right bottom corner. But never ever try to put the ball straight in the middle of the net because that is a very risky thing. And all of us used to practice that way. My favorite side was hitting it on my left, which is the keeper's right. And so everyone had their different styles. And today I was watching an interview on just an interview where a football manager was talking, and he says that he told his players to go on the field and always play in a very fearless manner, and that they should always go for it or not go for it. So what I'm trying to say is, a lot of people talk about living life binary, living life in only two choices, all right? It's either yes or it's no. Like what my football coach told me, it's always either left or right, not the center, never maybe. Maybe will not win. You can't, if I ask you what are your, how much do you plan to make or what is your plan or anything like that, never answer maybe. It should either be hot or cold, yes or no, in or out. You should never do something halfway. If you start something, you should go finish it. That should always be your number one thing in life. Whatever it is, it could be anything. It could be taking a penalty kick. It could be taking a class. It could be studying a course. It could be whatever it is. If you start something, finish it. If you've decided that, okay, this is what I'm going to do, then no matter how long it takes, finish it. If you've decided that this is where I'm going to hit the ball, I don't care if the goalkeeper is going to jump to that side or not. It doesn't matter. Go for the shot. If you miss, fine. If you miss, it's fine. Let's say you have an idea to start a business. It's either yes or it's no. Not maybe. See, maybe doesn't win. The people who sit thinking, oh, I don't know, maybe, they never win. The ones that win are the ones that say, yes, okay, let's do this. Or the ones that say, no, this is not going to work, and they go and start doing something else. Make up your mind. It's only two things. You can't be confused about life. Any choice, any problem, any obstacle, any challenge that you face, you have to understand that you can only provide yourself with two different outcomes, two different choices. Yes or no. Do I want this? Do I not want this? Am I going to fail or am I going to succeed? What am I going to do? Every single time you hit the gym, you're given only two choices. You're going to complete your workout fully and then come out, or you're going to quit halfway and then come. Halfway is stupid, or you're not going to do the workout at all. Just give yourself two choices. Always give yourself two choices. Make sure to take yes. Alright, let's say you want to start a business. You're not sure it's going to work out. You think it may not work out. You still decide to go for it. Alright, you say yes to it. You go for it. 3 months inside, you've started, it's not going well, it's clear that you're making losses. Okay, done, quit. Start the next thing. Again, yes or no. Do I want this or do I not want this? Live life binary. What does binary mean? Two. Bi means two, right? So two. Always two choices. Keep yourself with two choices. Give yourself two choices. And most of the time, try making it yes. If you fail, it doesn't matter. It's also what my coach said. Hit it on the right or hit it on the left. If he catches it, if you miss, it's okay. It's not a problem. But I always try hitting it on the right or try hitting it on the left. Just never go for the middle. Because that will never win. That is a very, very, very risky move. And most of the people are living life like that. They're giving themselves maybe. They're stuck on maybe. They're going halfway and then they're stopping there. That is not going to work. Live life binary. Alright? I really hope this was useful. I really hope that you got some kind of value from this episode. And it was very random. It was very completely, you know, off the top of my head. But I really hope that in some way you found it helpful. So, if you liked it, then don't forget to share and tell your friends about it and, you know, spread the word about my podcast. I'll see you very soon for my next episode. Till then, stay strong. Take care. Bye.